We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, afternoons 3 to 6 Eastern. It's Doug Gottlieb with the Bull and the Fox. Doug, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. Here we are, another summer, another high draft pick for the Cavs.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's their history, right?
It's deja vu all over again.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. Dan Gilbert gets some credit for the Cavs winning a championship, and I guess you got to give him some, but he's really done nothing, and the organization has done nothing, in my opinion, to put a team together. If they weren't lucky that LeBron happened to be from the area and wanted to come back, in spite of Dan Gilbert, I mean, the Cavs have essentially done no winning since, you know, Mark Price and Brad Daugherty and that group, and outside of LeBron. I mean, yeah, it's a mess.
I mean, look, it's obviously the winning lottery ticket for LeBron James was amazing.
Yeah.
It's freaking hard.
It is.
You know, it is not easy. They had the Terrell brand in years where they were decent and competitive. I mean, I think the big thing is, and Miami experienced this, to be honest, is post-LeBron, like it's really, really hard to get it going again. You know?
Do you feel like they're headed in any kind of, like, do you like what they've done in these drafts? They haven't had a pick this high before. Have they, you know, what do you like that they've done in the last 3 years? What do you not like that they've done in the last 3 years?
Well, they made a disaster of, and I think they're the. I think on paper it made sense to people. Hey, we got a young team. Let's get one of the great teachers in the history of the game, you know. But they just didn't. They didn't support him with guys that bought in. I think that set him back. I mean, I like Colin Sexton. I thought he'd be better than he's been, and I think his development or lack thereof. I mean the. Obviously, the Kevin Love contract has been a weight kind of around their neck for several years now. No, nobody likes what they've done. They're not winning, and it doesn't appear like they're going to start winning next year. But that doesn't mean that you can't find a quality pick. I mean, there's a chance to get a really good player here and then figure out what you're doing with your backcourt, you know, whether you keep Garland or you keep Colin Sexton or whatever. And I don't think you're crazy far away if you can – you know, use one of those two in order to get you a really good player. You can get maybe to the, hey, we're 2 years away variety. But, like, look, this is a problem. I mean, I know Oklahoma City has a ton of these picks, but we can crush Cleveland all we want. Like, is Oklahoma City any further along than the Cavs? I guess. I mean, they have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, right? The Rockets were the second best team in the West for several years now. Like, they have to put it back together. And when you're in a small market, it's even more difficult. It just is, you know, you got to get a little lucky and you got to kind of get it right because you're not going to get free agents to sign there. They won't do it. They won't sign at any place not named, you know, Miami, New York, LA, Chicago, or maybe Texas. But I mean, for the most part, they're not doing anywhere in the flyover states. That's just, I can't make them. You can't make them. So you have to build through the draft and have to take on a bad contract or two.
Doug Gottlieb with us, Fox Sports Radio. Doug, where do you see in this draft the line of demarcation? Originally, it seemed like it was four or five or even six maybe. Now, you know, the chatter is that there's a drop-off after three. Where do you see it?
I think there's a drop off after three, but it's not a cliff. And then I think after five, there's a bigger drop off, you know, and I would put Kuminga on the opposite side of that drop off just because there's a lot of risk there. I mean, there's so much unknown. Remember, you have several players that played in the G League Select thing. Okay. So they never played college. So at least they played against, you know, in NBA rules with an NBA style coach, but there was never anybody at any of their games. There's no real pressure. There's no real understanding of time, score, situation. How do they react? You know, and as much as the college spacing isn't the same, at least in college, like, you can tell who the best player is, and the other coach is going to try and take away the best player. You know, that G League Select thing, they're just kind of exhibition games in an open gym, in an empty gym. You're only being judged based upon your skill and maybe a little your toughness. It's really, really hard to tell. And then, you know, the college players this year, they weren't playing against the best of the best of the best, especially big guys. It's hard to tell, like, who's really any good when there's no good big guys in college. Or can you just see through it and understand how somebody's skills translate? So I think there's a lot to it. But my personal take would be I think Cade Cunningham's the rightful number one pick, but I do think that top three is a slight step ahead of, you know, of the next two, of, you know, of Jalen Suggs and Scotty Barnes. But I think after five, that's when there's a fairly sizable drop off. Doesn't mean also that those players won't potentially be talented players and maybe even all-stars. It's just you have to have perspective on where they are as of now. And are you going to get a developmental prospect, or are you going to get a guy who's kind of ready to play, you know, like a Chris Duarte type for Morgan?
Are the Cavs better off, you know, if they end up with, they'll end up with the third pick if they don't make a trade, obviously, in the top three there. So if Cade Cunningham goes one, yeah, are they better off having Jalen Green go two and having Mobley, or vice versa? If you had to choose.
Oh, I think they're better off getting Mobley. I mean, getting Jalen Green. I like Mobley a lot. So here's the, and I'm not going to say I know Mobley personally, but I mean, he's grown up out here in Southern California. Mm-hmm. I have a good sense for him, his dad. The family's all about ball, all about the boys. And he's a really, really talented kid. But Jalen Green, he's a killer. Like, he's one of those guys that I don't know if he'll be a winning basketball player, in terms of will he, you know, bring you a championship, compete, do the little things. He's got to shoot a little bit better. But, I mean, you know, he's going to try and lead the league in scoring. Right? Mm-hmm. Whereas Mobley is the type of kid, he's just a really good dude, super laid back. And his brother is a little bit more of the all-ball cat. You know, his brother just isn't as talented as he is. So I think, you know, my only fear with Mobley is this is a job where you have to have a different level of nastiness and toughness and competitiveness to be great, great. And I don't know if he has that. I know he likes basketball. I don't know if it's everything to him. For Jalen Green, I think the social media thing is a lot to him, but I do think ball is everything to him.
But that's not enough. If you're at three, that's not enough to scare you off of Mobley to take Jalen Suggs instead if you're the Cavs?
No. No, because I do think that there's an amount of talent there. And he's not one of these guys that's not interested in basketball. And look, you know, people said similar things about several NBA All-Stars. They're like, well, you know, they're bubble boys like Trae Young and Michael Porter Jr. Like, yeah, if you get Trae Young, you're good, you know. And he's not like that. He's not raised in a bubble like those kids are. It's just more, is he every morning going to be there, you know, with a cup of coffee, ready to work with Mike Garrity? Or is it going to be he's going to come during his time and he's going to go home when his time is done? Or is it somewhere in the middle? So that would be my only thing, if I had to find any negative, because I think he's great. And I think he's just beginning to tap the surface of what he can do, because the perimeter skills are there. It just wasn't something that he's truly, truly developed in terms of shooting, and I think that'll come 2-3 years into the NBA. He should be a quality three-point shooter. But he has positional size. He can defend the rim. He's good enough defensively on the perimeter, although they did play a lot of zones. He's going to have to learn ball screen coverage and some of the other things, especially if he's going to not be the five defensively. It's different movements with his feet. So he's not a finished or refined product, but he's really, really talented.
Talking with Doug Gottlieb, Fox Sports Radio. Doug, when you look at Colin Sexton, you mentioned you thought he'd be better. There's been rumors that the Cavs are interested in trading him. They probably don't want to sign him to a max extension. He's a good player, not a great player. Ultimately, right. I mean, what's the best scenario here for the Cavs with him? Do they trade him? Can they get good return for him? Is there another team that's going to look at him as a big-time player that they're going to pay a big money to? It seems like they're in a tricky spot with him. What do you think?
It's a tough one because this is what life in the rest of the NBA is like, right? Like, if you don't sign your guy to a max extension, well, you don't believe in him, and he leaves you, and you feel like there's some scorned relationship. But the truth is, like, okay, a max extension should be for one of the, I don't know, 20 best players in the NBA. And I like Colin Sexton. He's not one of the top 20 players in the NBA, right? Like, he's not one of the top 5, top 10 point guards in the NBA. It doesn't mean that he's not good. And so in the real world of business, like, not the world of the NBA, but the real world of business, like, you'd give him a raise, you give him an extension, you're like, we like you. Now let's put even better players around you, right? But in the world of the NBA, when you have a player taking the lottery that you've helped kind of matriculate through this thing, the expectations are of some form of max salary, and he's just, that's not going to be a good contract. Just not. Right. And so if it was me, yeah, I'd move him if I could, but I do so smartly. I'm not taking on anybody's deal who's more than a year longer. Like, if it's a bad contract, I'd take a bad contract for a year, you know, knowing that Mobley's probably 2-3 years away from potentially being a star, and I can continue to load up on, you know, you're going to have to get draft capital. Now, I think the way for Cleveland to make it is through the draft. That's what, you know, the Thunder are convinced of, which is nobody wants to go there as a free agent. You're going to have to do so with the draft, and you're going to have to do so with a volume of picks, because there's going to be guys that you miss on. There's going to be guys that are just okay. And then there's going to be guys that are stars. I mean, you know, you have to kind of bottom out and do it through the draft. That's what Milwaukee did. Go and look. You know, that's kind of how they got there. That's how what Phoenix did. Did Phoenix add Chris Paul and a terrible contract? Yeah. But they also were bad for a good 6-7 years. And, you know, the rest of that team, for the most part, was taken on through the draft. And then they added two pieces late. I think that's the mode that Cleveland has to be in. And unless you're absolutely sure that Colin Sexton is a star, and I don't think anybody is, I think you got to find a way to, you know, offer him something in the short term, which makes him feel like, you know, he's valued. And meanwhile, try and work on a trade in order to continue getting better, because you're kind of at that stagnant place of a non-playoff team, and you don't want to overpay a guy for average or below average results.
Speaking of paying a guy for below average results, you mentioned Kevin Love briefly before. Obviously, he's been terrible. He's been injured since signing that terrible contract for the Cavs. If you're the Cavs, what do you do? Obviously, nobody's really interested. You have to basically give him away, and even then, nobody would take him. I don't know. Are you considering buying him out at this point with 2 years left? I mean, what would be your plan with Kevin Love right now?
I don't know where they are in the buying out, stretching, and all that other stuff. I would probably, that's the kind of guy you throw into the Colin Sexton deal. Go, hey, I'll give you Colin Sexton. I'm going to throw in this deal. Those are the bad contracts that you make somebody else take, knowing you're going to have to take something back in return. Now, I think, you know, there's several issues with Kevin. And many are through no fault of his own. Obviously, he's, if not washed up, he's on the downside of his career. And then he, mentally, in terms of his mental health, you don't know what he's actually in it for. He becomes increasingly frustrated. And when you played with the best and now you're playing at the bottom of the league, it's really, really hard. But yeah, that's the job. Like, that's what guys don't realize. You sign that contract, it means you're guaranteed to get it, but you have to guarantee to give us effort. So, and, you know, his kind of style of playing the position is a little bit outdated. Yeah, he can be a stretch five, can't really play the four anymore. And at the five, he can't defend the rim. And yeah, he can rebound, but the kind of classic days of boxing out and rebounding, guys are running to rebound so much now that guards have to have positional size to rebound. So, yeah, he's a tricky one. I would try and throw him in with a Sexton trade. I would try and it's just there's bad juju there, whatever, make him feel like it's because when you buy him out, I don't know, like you can always wait to buy him out, if you will. But I would try and throw him in one of these deals here and maybe have to take something bad back in return. Just make sure you're taking back a guy who's good for your culture and short-term contract, but can actually play. The problem with Kevin is, I don't know if he can actually play anymore, even if he wanted to.
Doug, last thing. You know, obviously the Bucks win the championship this year, the Lakers the year before. There's a ton of injuries in the postseason. If you had to bet on who's going to win the title next year today, who'd you bet on?
Wow, a great question. If I had to bet, I'm just gonna keep going all in with the Clippers. Eventually, they'll be healthy. That's the best I can do because there's just the Lakers are a mess. The Warriors, it's gonna take some reconfiguring, and then you have to we're all just I guess betting that Clay's gonna be like he was before he got hurt. That's a hard one. Dallas is not there. Phoenix, I don't know what they do with Chris Paul. That's a hard one. You know, so I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think they were the best team this year, and I think they'll keep getting better. And I'm going to bet on Kawhi being back by, you know, mid-late season next year. I'll go the Clippers. I think it's probably a dumb pick, but that's what I'm going with.
Before we go, Doug, actually one more thing. You're doing a special on Stadium for the draft on Thursday. Tell us about that a little bit.
Well, Stadium is a streaming network. And you can watch our live draft coverage, at Stadium, of course. And then if you want to use any of these picks, you go to betrivers.com. And, by the way, you got to feel good about the Browns this year. I don't like the Steelers.
Yeah.
I feel like the Ravens, they couldn't capitalize on a Super Bowl defense the past 2 years. Am I crazy to think laying a little change on the Browns to come out of the AFC isn't crazy?
No, I love it. I mean, you know, I'm not born and raised here. I'm from New York, so I'm not biased when it comes to the Browns, and I'm usually pessimistic about them, but I'm very optimistic. I mean, they made a lot of good additions, you know, to the defense, which was obviously the weak spot, and they bring the entire offense back. So,
and that consistency is so important. Plus, it's like, okay, I don't understand. Pittsburgh's line wasn't good last year. Ben wasn't good. So he drops 15 pounds, so we're supposed to say Pittsburgh's back? And
yeah, their offense stinks outside of their wide receiving core. Yeah, and they've lost a couple of key defensive players too. So, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Doug, good stuff, man.
Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.